machine racing comeback rider of the decade, Ryan Lockhart. Newf, great first moto today, eighth place, second moto. Yeah, you were so close to an 8-8 day, but tragedy strikes late in the second moto.
Yeah, no, it was a good day for sure. I mean, starts were garbage. I left all my starts at Gopher Dunes at the my first round. But, yeah, I don't know. I just, second moto, I kind of got a little bit tired before the halfway mark. And then all of a sudden I was like, dude, this is my last race maybe ever national that I'm ever going to do again. And I could see Villopoto in front
really
of me.
Oh, you thought that? Like the tears started? Like, yeah.
Oh, I cried, but good thing I had those X-Brands on because they, like, wiped the tears away. But I could see Moffenbeier and Villopoto in front of me, and I put my head down. I got Moffenbeier right away, and then I put the charge on for Villopoto. And two laps ago, I really felt like I had him for seventh, and I went to go around a lapper, and he was in the main line, and I hooked another rut and went over the bars, and that was it.
Yeah. The first moto, your Gopher Dunes race was pretty good, but your first moto, maybe was that the best you felt all year? Is that the best result you had? But was it the best riding?
Yeah, this whole week has been awesome. Finally, everything started to click, and I mean, I hate to say it, but I probably worked harder for this opportunity than I ever have my whole career. And what a bummer, because I realize what I can do. You know what I mean? Like, to be able to ride with those guys from not racing for 3 years makes it kind of emotional to think that I pissed away a lot of years in my career. And I always knew that I did, but today was a good point that, man, like I can ride a dirt bike.
Yeah, that, I mean, when you were in your prime, it was, Newf's a good rider, but dude, he doesn't train, he doesn't party, you know.
Mathis, the deal is, like, I used to ride all year round to get a stupid eighth place. That was good for me then. Right. I was pumped on that. And, like, for me to be able to do that with about 6-7 weeks of prep, it's very satisfying to myself to know that, you know, I could do it. But
hey, it was really cool, I think, your whole comeback. We talked about this in our podcast, but I think the whole comeback thing, it's a big talk of the pits. People like you. You're a good dude. I think it's a really cool story. And in a way, it's maybe overshadowed the second half of the series. Matt was running away with it, and people were excited for it. Did you feel that out there, though? Did you feel that all the last 3-4 races?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for whatever reason, I'm obviously a personable guy, and everyone, you know, everyone knows me, and I'm not, you know, I'm always the guy that I talk to everybody in the pits. I'm friends with everybody, and, you know, when I came back, it was a pretty big story at Gopher Dunes, and it was just for fun, man. That was part of the deal. It was really fun, and Gopher went kind of how I thought it was going to go. I mean, it's a gnarly track, but the more that I rode and the more that I trained, the better I wanted to do, and I didn't want to feel like just a joke out there riding Keith's bike. I actually wanted to do good, and I actually got pretty serious about it at the end, and Sandalee went pretty well last weekend, and then this weekend was awesome. I wish there was 5 more rounds to go.
Yeah, really, huh? So getting to that, what's next for you? What's the deal? What happens to you? What happens to the Newf? Is it back to the Husky guy to see if you can get your job back?
No, I'm not going back there, but I am going back to BC, and hopefully line something up maybe with Atlas Brace for a full-time gig from now on. And I'll do arena cross this winter, obviously, because it's close to my house. And I got the riding itch right now, man. I don't want to stop. That's the problem. So just get back, make some money, and figure out what's going to go on.
Why don't you come down to Elsinore? I'll get you a bike. Enter you, and you can race the last AMA National.
I don't know if I'm quite ready for that one.
What are you talking about? Hey, your mechanic, John Nelson, he had Crocs on today. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I know. Technically, he almost got me DQ'd for having Crocs on in the starting line. I want to say in the rule book, it says no Crocs.
Exactly. All right, man. Well, hey, thanks a lot, and good job today. Too bad about the second moto, but still overall, it's an 8-8 day in my book. I don't care what the results show.
Yeah, no, thank you, and thanks for bringing me some new goggles. And
Clear vision.
Clear vision. 8-8 is how I went. Right.